Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The View starts live right now. Melania's stormy forecast. New reports claim the former first lady could testify in her husband's trial about paying hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels. If she takes the stand, will she stand by her man?
She's the one person that I think Donald Trump really fears and respects.
Then, the cast of the groundbreaking sitcom, A Different World, is having a class reunion on The View. Plus, music icon Huey Lewis talks about bringing the heart of rock and roll to the Broadway stage. Here come Hot Topics with Whoopi, Sarah Haynes, Anna Navarro, Joy Behar, Sunny Hostin, and Alyssa Farah Griffin. Now, let's get things started.
Have a seat. So yesterday was the second day of you-know-who's hush money case, where he apparently didn't take another snooze, but there is a courtroom sketch of him doing it again. But, you know, he'll just say he didn't do it. So here he is, he's out. And I think his lawyer's like, dude, what are you doing? We can see you. We can see you.
The jurors can see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
My goodness. And so the judge gave jurors a list of the family members who could take the stand to testify. It includes his wife, Melania, and her former chief of staff, Stephanie Grisham, says that she's seen the toll that this has all taken on the relationship between him and her. Here's a clip.
It will personally trouble him when it comes to his family, certainly with his wife, Melania. When we were in the White House and the news first hit with both Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, the Playboy playmate, you know, I was with Mrs. Trump the whole time, and she wasn't happy about it. Many, many days she talked to me about how unhappy she was about what was happening. She chose not to go to the State of the Union with him. She chose not to walk to Marine One with him. She's the one person that I think Donald Trump really fears and respects.
Hmm. All right. Well, if she takes the stand, how could it potentially impact the trial?
You know, I will say this. You know, New York has this marital communications law, mm-hmm. spousal privilege, and so he would have to waive that privilege for her to testify. And I don't think he would do that. If he did,
what, he would want her to?
No, I don't think he wants her to testify. I don't think he wants to put her through that. I don't think she wants to be put through that. Oh. So I can't imagine that the prosecution would call her, because that is really a gamble. Because if she says on the witness stand, you know, he told me that the affair was not true, and I believe him. You're going to have at least one juror on that jury saying, well, if she doesn't care, why should I? And so I just think it's such a big gamble. I don't think he's going to waive his privilege to put her on the witness stand. And I don't think she's going to testify.
Well, right. I also agree. I think it would be a major gamble by the prosecution. It's also not necessarily germane to the actual crimes. He's accused of falsifying business records and campaign finance violations. The affair is part of it, but it's not a crime that he had an affair, whether he did or did not.
No, it's the money,
and I think,
the hush money.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's the hush money that ensued.
Right.
But what this is, I think, is...
the running for president.
Yes, I think this will come down to more of a paper trail kind of case, and I think they have the facts there. I think to call her
strong
would look salacious. risk would likely backfire, too. She's never broken with him on major issues. She didn't on January 6th. She's largely stood by his side.
She's campaigning with him?
She is campaigning with him. But one thing I think is interesting, because I had kind of, I'd said on the show previously, I don't know how much Republican voters care about this case, but there was some data that came out that contradicted me, and I think that I buy it. It basically showed that 40% of women take this case very seriously, and if Trump's a convicted felon, 24% of Republicans would not vote for him.
And did you say 57% of Americans also now believe that this is a serious issue?
Yes, it's driving up in the polls, but I think the women aspect is important. The facts of this case, even though the affair's not what he's on trial for, the idea of somebody cheating on their wife who's at home with a one-year-old, I can't think of a worse thing that could happen to me. And I think that will resonate with voters as they hear it play out in the court of public opinion.
Allegedly, he was cheating while Melania was pregnant.
That was also.
That's not going to come in front of the jury, though. The judge has ruled that won't come up.
We're on television now. And then after Melania gave birth to the baby, he found Stormy to strip around with, right?
Yes.
It's like people should look at him and say, you know, what kind of an insecure jerk are you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my wife's pregnant. I'm not attracted to her big belly or something. And now she's paying attention to the baby and not me.
Yeah.
That whole area where all this took place.
Icky.
Bespeaks of the insecure male that he is.
I don't think that the perception is correct, although it may serve him with voters. I don't think Melania is upset because he meandered, regardless of when she was pregnant or not. She knew what she was signing up for. In fact, a lot of people, high-income people, celebrities, some celebrities, you might know more than me, but sign deals about what their marriage is and what it isn't, mm-hmm. what they're allowed
to
do.
So you think they signed a deal?
I absolutely
believe. Well, it has been reported.
She knew what she was getting into. The part she's upset about is that it went public.
Mm-hmm.
So it went public, he chose a porn star and then had Michael Cohen be his big fixer. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like sloppy, sloppy, and more sloppy.
So
I think she's embarrassed by the smear of everyone getting it and not being upset herself. And she is not a scorned woman.
It's the humiliation.
Who wouldn't be? But I will say, to your point, Sarah, according to Page Six, I'm not saying that's a credible source or not.
Super credible, guys.
I'm not saying it's credible or not, but she reportedly quietly renegotiated her prenup with Donald ahead of this second presidential term. And so, according to Page Six...
But he has no money left. What is she going to get?
Well, according to Page Six, the prenup now gives her son the same amount of money that it gives the other children.
As it should.
And it takes
herself. Got to worry about Tiffany.
I don't know. Page Six didn't report on that.
Scaramucci, when he was here, how long ago was that? A long time ago. He talked about deals being made. I know there are really high-income athletes that have these deals with their wives. These are not that mysterious among the world of people doing this, so I don't think she is scorned. I don't think she is
hurt. Well, so a deal, are you assuming that the deal, and you can correct me, is that come over, I'll get you out of Slovenia, to bring your parents with you, and the deal, and we'll get married, and the deal is that you let me do
what I want.
That's what they
said. Page Six did not report
that. Page Six is not my source, Sunny's source, but she's a model. He's Donald Trump. I'm not going to say anything, but look at Donald Trump. My source is everyone has talked about this deal for years, meaning like this was kind of a not
kept secret. So it's everyone's source?
Yeah, and everyone's source.
Which is pretty much what Page Six is also.
They're the same source.
But what I'm saying is, I didn't want people to go to Page Six and think this story was there. What I'm saying is, she's a model. Look at her. Look at Donald Trump. I don't know if it involved her parents coming over or not, but a wealthy man and a beautiful woman is a story as old as time.
And he also has a track record.
Yeah, as old as time.
He cheated on her.
He's a serial philanderer.
He cheated on Marla with Melania. Yeah. And then he had these other numbers in between. So, I mean, the guy is
You know
who
what
he
I'm
is.
Happy to see? That actually someone is paying attention to how a woman might feel. I remember when this happened to her, nobody cared.
Oh, when it happened to Melania.
No, when it happened to Hillary.
That's true.
You know,
they
nobody was like, oh, my God, So, you know, it's just nice
people
to see.
People assume that they had a deal also.
Yes. You know, everybody assumes everything.
Mm-hmm.
It comes up that way, but we don't know because we're not there, but we'll let you know if we find out. But Sonny right now has to take care of some business.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have a legal note. Trump has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records and has denied ever having an affair with Stormy Daniels.
We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Is it running on high? Is it drained or somewhere in between? Sometimes life gets so busy and we forget to check in with ourselves. With social gatherings picking up, it's easy to spread ourselves thin. I've been thinking a lot about finding the right balance. How much socializing is just right for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you're a social butterfly or someone who needs a bit more alone time. Therapy has been a game changer for many. It's not just about addressing major trauma. It's about gaining self-awareness, positive coping skills, and learning to set boundaries. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. So if you're considering therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Take care of your social battery, and if therapy is on your mind, BetterHelp is here for you. Cheers to self-discovery and a healthier you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/view to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/view.
This is Sunny Hostin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/view. Just go to Indeed.com/view right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/view. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
America's number one show in daytime is The View.
That's us. That's right.
And this week, Chris O'Dowd, Corey Stoll, and GMA's Ginger Z all hit the Hot Topics table on ABC's The View.
Oh, I finally let them say it's a different world.
Didn't just break new ground by shining a light on Black American education and never backing away from serious topics. It also featured a beloved, talented, amazing cast of characters that made it one of the funniest shows on television. Take a look.
Jaleesa, are we planning to audition for Miss Knight?
We might.
Oh, I think you should. Your voice is perfectly suited to sing back up.
You are not Dwayne Wayne. You must be Arsenio Hall. Go ahead and smile. Let me see if your gums are 3 feet high.
This is my black book, and I'm burning it up because you give me so many problems, I don't want to call nobody else in here.
Walter, you do not have to do that.
Why didn't you say that earlier?
I don't like you, Ron. I never have. You're a greasy worm with the charm of a cockroach.
I've been waiting all summer for that red.
Watch it with the spoon, girl.
When I smell a diamond, I go for blood.
Please welcome Jasmine Guy, Kadeem Hardison, Debbie Allen, Blue Summer, Daryl Bell, and Dawn Lewis. Yeah! Yeah! Y'all just walked out to the theme song from A Different World, sung by Aretha Franklin,
right?
Dawn.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you write that song?
I wrote that song. The musical director of The Cosby Show knew me as a singer-songwriter. So he called me out of the blue. He had one of my demo tapes and said, would you be willing to work with me on this theme song? I need it Friday. This was Wednesday.
Right. Oh.
The same hour that he called me, the casting directors, I was doing a Broadway tour for them, said, are you still interested in auditioning? Can you come in tomorrow, Thursday, and audition? Within less than 10 days, I had written the theme song and booked the co-star spot on the series, and they had no idea they'd hired the same person.
I love that. Now, Jasmine, you played Whitley Gilbert.
Yes.
A Southern belle with a good heart and a gift for one-liners. Maybe some of the things you shouldn't have said, but what was that like as an actor to have a role like that?
Well, a couple of things that I said. Once to Denise Huxtable, played by Lisa Bonet, I was saying I had gone shopping and I parked in the nearest spot and it was the handicap. And I said, well, why should I be punished? Because I can walk. I said a lot of politically incorrect things, but I knew that the rest of the characters would fix it. And it wasn't going to let that just go out there on its own. Divesting from apartheid. You know, there were a lot of things that Whitley was... she had to learn. She had to grow up.
Which was the perfect mix, though. It's not who you expect it from, the Southern Belle. But do you have a favorite Whitleyism? Is that what they're called?
I guess.
Now they are.
Well, a lot of people, when they imitate me, will say Dwayne.
Okay.
It must be, you know, Dwayne! Which I find highly annoying, but
it worked for him.
Well, speaking of Dwayne, Kadeem, you played Dwayne Wayne. A goofy, nerdy engineering student, which I loved. But as the kids would say today, he had Riz, right? He had a little Riz.
Oh, no.
And his trademark glasses.
Yes.
He wasn't the typical male lead character, which was so special then. Is that what drew you to him? And when did you first realize that to fans, Dwayne Wayne was a really big deal?
Mm. Wow, I am still getting it retroactively. This is really becoming clearer and clearer when I look at faces and I go to schools and I see how the kids react and how their parents react. I had no idea. None of those things were the reasons that I was attracted. I wanted a job.
Yeah.
I was an actor. It was a job. I went in. I gave my best shot at it. Got it. And the fact that it's lasted this long and it's still relevant is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A Different World was known for its balance of jokes, romance, some of the most topical storylines. You also had amazing guest stars over the years. In fact, one of them might be Whoopi Goldberg. We've got a clip.
So tomorrow's assignment is to be speakers at your own funerals.
You mean deliver our own eulogies?
So bright, so fast, so black. Yes.
I find that try morbid.
Well, it's a way to examine your goals in English.
Professor, it is also an opportunity for each and every one of us to ponder our place in American history.
And I can see yours is going to be too long.
What do you remember, especially Debbie, what do you remember about working on that together?
I remember especially the degree of difficulty of doing a show about AIDS. And Whoopi Goldberg was our secret weapon.
Yeah.
She was someone that I knew. We were friends. Mm-hmm. We all knew she was going to win that Oscar that year. And when we were the first network television show to address AIDS, after Magic Johnson made his announcement, I had to do something.
Yeah.
Susan Fales and I, we put our heads together and I said, we gotta get a big gun to make this happen. And Whoopi
I called her, and she said, yeah, I'll do it. She was down.
Yeah.
And it made it possible to save millions of lives that mm-hmm. you said, yes, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Whoopi Goldberg. That's the truth, because the advertisers were pulling out.
Yeah. Yeah.
They I remember out. That.
You remember that? That?
Yeah, I remember
wow.
that.
We had never had to show a script to an advertiser. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh. And it was our highest rated episode that year.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
But I want to point out something, because the thing that no one has said yet that I want to make sure that I point out is that, yeah, folks needed a job, but this was also a unique opportunity
yes.
that did not present itself. And you know that because you only saw one show
mm-hmm. right.
full of characters who were brown
mm-hmm. yeah.
about a school, a college,
yeah.
someplace you didn't see us on television.
Right.
It was
right.
just a reminder. Yeah. So that, I mean, yeah, you know. And anytime Debbie asked me to do something, I just said yes. That's right, we got more with the cast of A Different World when we come back.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Ready to make the smartest choice for your business? Say hello to Shopify, the global commerce platform that makes selling a breeze. Whether you're starting your online shop, opening your first physical store, or hitting a million orders, Shopify is your growth partner. Sell everywhere with Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. Turn browsers into buyers with Shopify's best converting checkout, 36% better than other platforms. Effortlessly sell more with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Did you know Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S.? And supports global brands like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen? Join millions of successful entrepreneurs across 175 countries backed by Shopify's extensive support and help resources. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Start your success story today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/view. Put it all in lowercase. Go to shopify.com/view now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/view.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back with the cast of A Different World.
Cree, let me ask you this. Yeah. You played Freddie Brooks on the show. Oh, wow. You and your castmates here, and including Sharnell Brown and Glenn, the great are doing something incredible. You're on a Different World HBCU college tour.
Yes.
And where you travel around to different HBCUs to speak to the students. Yes. Having graduated from the most famous television version of an HBCU,
yes.
Hillman College, everyone. How connected, how connected do you feel to all of this? And what's it been like to hear from students on these campuses? Because I'm sure many of them have seen A Different World.
Well, what is fascinating is, I remember we were at Spelman, and the audience mm-hmm. was asked, how many of you were born when Different World came on the air? and no one was born,
oh,
right? Yeah. This was a show that their parents watched,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And it was incredible. It was like the Beatles came to town,
wow.
the reception we got.
Yeah.
And it was overwhelming and humbling. Yeah. And I think, I attribute it to Debbie Allen, you know,
yep.
because...
Yep.
Black people are not a monolith. And what right. she did was she gave
everyone an opportunity at home to see themselves.
That's right.
They saw themselves in Jaleesa, in Ron, in Freddie, in Whitley, in Dwayne, in Colonel Taylor, in Lou Gaines. Mm-hmm. And she kept it multi-generational.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this show has inspired so many generations to go to HBCUs.
Right.
And so I just feel like this tour is a testament to the legacy.
Yeah.
And it is more now more important than ever with the state of the politics that we highlight HBCU.
Now. You played Ron Johnson. And I believe you were just invited to the White House.
Hey.
Where you met the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And how would Vice President Kamala Harris? Mm.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Just another day. nothing really. It was a spectacularly humbling and amazing experience.
Absolutely.
To sit down with Madam Vice President Harris, and to have time with her one-on-one, not only the first African-American vice president, a Howard alum, HU, you know.
You know.
And AKA First Fam, thank you. But, you know, to get her perspective on what her day is like, what her job is like, what her responsibilities are like, and what the fight is like, and the fact that she... There was a state dinner for Japan.
Right.
And she still made time for us.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And she said it was because of the work that we were doing to, again, inspire another generation to go to HBCUs and to get an education. You know, for all of us, we talk about the fact that while we were on air in prime time, we had 20 million people watching, okay? And that's a lot. Yeah. We didn't have social media.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So now we experience a response to our show that's different.
Yes. Mm.
And what makes it special for us now is because we're older, we really can appreciate the love that's come back. And for any show that celebrates the fan experience for everyone who enjoyed it, it's different when someone says, I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, because I watched a different world.
Yeah.
We're coming back with more with the cast of A Different World. That's what's happening. We are back with the cast of A Different World.
Just remember that you've been told it's a different world. Say, hey, it's a different world.
Iconic fan favorite TV moment was one of my favorites was Whitley getting married to Byron.
Mm.
And Dwayne, like, no, you're not. Jasmine and Kadeem, viewers loved Whitley and Dwayne as a couple. But did you have any idea that the audience would react so viscerally to that moment?
I didn't. I thought that was corny. I told Debbie, I said, please don't do that graduate, you know, breaking up the way. Oh, okay, Miss Thing, sit down. Sit down, learn your lines.
Walk down the aisle.
Walk down the aisle, do your part.
Yeah.
And Kadeem had issues from a...
As a man.
As a man, yeah.
Why would I do that to this brother whose campaign I supported? Yeah. He was my friend. And now I'm just going to ruin his whole future.
And it was the best moment of your life.
Absolutely.
The best moment of your life.
We always don't know what's right, so we got to be guided.
It was
and
like
we were guided.
Yes. We do as we's told.
Yeah.
Remember, you even ad-libbed a little
bit. I
gave you that kind of freedom.
Yes.
That's liberating, Kadeem.
Especially when you can't remember your lines.
Yeah. Well, Kadeem, one thing is that is working for you are your famous, well, Dwayne Wayne's flip-up glasses.
Yes.
Because even NBA legend Dwayne Wade got in on the trend as well, and you're working on something really fun. So can you tell everyone about it?
Yes, I have teamed up with some homies from Brooklyn. Black-owned business, black-owned business, y'all. And we have come up with some glasses. These in particular.
Oh.
And it's the proceeds are going to a scholarship fund to get help kids get through. And I would love to give you guys.
Really? Yes.
Guys.
I want them.
Absolutely. You want them?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
Well, you're going to get
them. I'm sorry. Hold on. Our thanks to Jasmine Guy, Kadeem Hardison, Debbie Allen, Bree Summer, Daryl Bell, and Dawn Lewis. A Different World is streaming now on Max. And to find out whether they are coming to an HBCU near you, go to our website and we'll let you know what's going on. This has been extraordinary and wonderful. And thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Yeah, we'll be right back.
About parents who just let their kid watch violent movies, play violent video games. This is about parents who neglected their son, ignored his cries for help, then bought him a gun.
The first parents in America to be charged in a school shooting.
They purchased that gun for him and bragged about it.
You don't get to walk away from that. That's a criminal act.
Sins of the Parents, the Crumbly Trials.
The opposite of love is not hate. It's just being ignored.
Only on Hulu.
Yes, indeed, it is Hip to Be Square. It's just one of the many unforgettable tunes by the iconic Huey Lewis and the News. And now Huey's biggest hits are providing the beat of the Broadway musical, The Heart of Rock and Roll. Take a look.
They say the heart of rock and roll is still beating. And from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the old boy may be barely breathing. But the heart of rock and roll is still beating.
Please welcome the amazing and fabulous Huey Lewis.
It's so great to have you here, Huey.
Yeah.
And you are the king of Broadway right now.
Oh, let's go with that.
Okay.
You got two
musicals, about The Heart of Rock and Roll and Back to the Future.
Right.
So, come on. Is this like a big moment for you, or is this like, oh, well, big deal, I'm on Broadway?
No, this is a big moment for me.
Yeah.
It's not something I ever aspired to. I'm just a kind of a rock and roller, but it's been a lot. It's been a kind of a late life gift, I guess.
But there's a sort of a trend on Broadway to do that. I mean, you have Neil Diamond show, you had Beautiful,
right.
Carol King, who else? A couple of them, Michael Jackson. Now you.
Kind of a shame, really. I mean, it's kind of done, I think, because, you know, recognizability is so important. But in the old days, they wrote songs for shows that became popular songs when Sinatra or somebody did them. Now, unfortunately, I guess for writers and so on, they're wrapping them around catalogs. But I'm not going to bite the hand that feeds.
That's right.
Well, it's a brand new audience.
Right.
It's lots of young, new ears who don't know. So it's a blessing and a curse at the same time.
And it's really nice to see the songs that are, you know, have this other life.
Yeah,
it's very gratifying.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, Huey, the show is so much fun, and it features 24 of your biggest hits, Do You Believe in Love, Hip to Be Square, If This Is It, The Power of Love. I could go on.
But why not?
Well, you even wrote a new song for it. And now this show is about a lead character, Bobby, who's working in corporate America but really wants to take off his music career. Do you relate at all to this character?
Yeah, absolutely. As it happens, I was the same age as Bobby is when I started this band, and I had a natural food distribution company that was my day job, and I would do that in the day and play shows at night. So I understand some of certainly the ambition, some of the anxiety, you know, and I drew upon that for the song.
Amazing. Well, Huey, you have called this show your salvation, right? Because about 6 years ago, many people don't know this, you lost your hearing and have not been able to hear music or perform since then. You even brought a device today, which is fantastic.
You're like Beethoven.
So you can hear us better. Can you explain to everyone what happened?
The truth is they don't really know. I was diagnosed with a thing called Meniere's disease.
Okay.
So I have vertigo really badly occasionally. Mm-hmm. And I lost hearing in one ear 30 years ago, and then this year 6 years ago. So now I can't hear music, and without this, and thanks to Starkey Hearing, I'm really tough. But there's things, you know. There's a cochlear implants which I have to explore and stuff. But you know, what are you gonna do, right?
Did you lose your hearing from the music, from the loud music?
Well, that didn't help.
From the music.
I think honestly, I as a kid, I had a lot of hearing, a lot of earaches.
Oh, yeah.
So I had like skinny eustachian tubes, and they're scarred and so on. And then of course, 40 years of rock and roll didn't help.
Right.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Well, it must be surreal though, to be a musician and yet know that you can't perform again. I wonder how for those out there that are having similar struggles, what do you say to them?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're dead right. It was a bitter pill to swallow. It's the worst, devastating 6 months for me when I was diagnosed with this. Mm. Couldn't play music, and you know, I was in bed most of the 6 months, and tried all kinds of protocols and stuff. But eventually, you just have to get on with things, you know. And the show has been a salvation for me in that it keeps me creative and gives my mind something to do other than my lousy hearing. So my advice to others is you just need to remind yourself there are lots of people out there that are worse off.
Yeah. But can you hear the music now with the hearing aids?
Not really, because it works for speech, because speech exists in a shorter frequency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But music, even one note, occurs in all frequencies with harmonics and overtones. So it distorts in my ear. I can hear there's music, but I can't find the pitch.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Now, in 1985, you sang on the charity single, We Are the World. Oh, I want to take a look real quick.
We're down and out, and there seems no hope at all. But if you just
are part of a documentary called The Greatest Night in Pop that goes behind the scenes of this historic event that we all remember. What has it been like to relive this almost 40 years later? Because just listening to it, literally, it gives me chills.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was an incredible evening. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it was just yesterday, because those memories don't fade, you know? I mean, imagine, I guess I was 31 or 32, and I knew then that this was the career event of my life, right?
Wow.
And now, certainly 39 years later, it still is. Yeah. So that's pretty incredible.
And so was Broadway for you. That's enough, but you've got both of them going on.
Well, that's right. It's very exciting.
It's great. Yeah.
So it was obviously such an incredible feat to get all these iconic musicians together for that night. And I understand you didn't know at the time that you'd have a solo. What was that like to have a solo in front of all
in that group?
Well, frightening, of course. Yeah, we were done, and then somebody just tapped me on the shoulder and said, Quincy wants to see you.
Yeah.
And I went to Quincy. He says, Huey, come here. I said, what? He says, Smelly, get over here. He called Michael, they call Michael yeah. Smelly. He says, sing the line for Huey. And he sang the line. He says, sing it, Huey. I sang it. He says, you got it. And then, so from then on, it was nerve-wracking, right? I mean, literally, you can't see it in the clip. But when I'm singing, my right leg is shaking.
From nerves.
But you killed it.
Yeah, you can't tell. I just watched that documentary, and I mean, I cried. It was just so incredible. Yeah. But let me ask you this. In 1987, at the peak of fame, you moved to a ranch in Montana. You've been living there ever since. That's a pretty big move because you're really a native New Yorker. Why did you decide to do that? And what is it like? Because it sounds fabulous.
Well, I decided to do that because, I don't know. I usually say, more cheese, less rats. But the truth is, I love the outdoors.
Yeah.
Mother Nature's spiritual for me, and I just love being away from people. When out, there's nothing I can't hear, and I'm very happy.
You know what? It's so good to see you.
Thank you.
It's really good to see you. It's just a pleasure and an honor. Our thanks to Huey Lewis. The Heart of Rock and Roll is playing right here in New York City, and he's at the James Earl Jones Theater. And you all look like you need a night out. Would you like some tickets? Yeah. You're all going home with a pair of tickets to the Heart of Rock and Roll. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you for coming to our show.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for watching our show. Thanks for appreciating Huey Lewis on our show. Joy is on the Behind the Table podcast today with Brian.
And her behind.
And her behind will accompany her. We want you all to have a great day. Everyone, take a little time to enjoy the view, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.